Good morning. Okay,
good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. You have Britton.
I'm Patty.
And this is Sir William.
Sir William.
He's obviously very excited to be here this morning.
And I don't know if you know this, but he makes such a good lap dog.
Such a good lap dog.
Like he's the perfect size for fitting in laps.
Yep, obviously.
You know, I mean, he's probably 80 pounds, 85 pounds now.
At least.
I just don't get it, you guys. Golden Retrievers. Okay, he's a Golden Retriever. He is supposed to be 40, 50 pounds right now.
Yeah.
And he is double.
He's a big boy.
So I don't really understand what's happening here. I don't understand why you're such a big boy.
You good boy.
Is it because we feed you extra chicken at lunch?
I mean, to be fair, I like brought him a breakfast sandwich.
You did. And to be fair, every office pretty much has bought him his own treats.
He's got bags of bones. Treats.
Yeah. In my office, we have pumpkin bars.
Yeah.
That are good for your breath. And pumpkin is good for your coat. And, you know, every other office has got some kind of bacon strip or, you know, lunch.
Well, he got mad at me this morning because I put the garbage in the trash can and I wouldn't let him get it out. And he walked over and he did like an air chomp at me.
You're air chomping?
He air chomped. And then he went to the bag of bones that he knew he had and he like rustled it around until I went and got him one.
I love him. I love him.
He's just wild.
He is. He's a feral creature. That's all we can say.
Well, and he did not like having 4th of July off.
Oh, yeah, because we were gone for 3 days. We didn't see him.
Yeah.
He was home with Kevin while Logan went up north.
Not a fan.
No, not a fan at all. Did you have a good 4th?
Yeah, it was fun. We did the parade, and then we went and hung out at our house, had some friends over.
Yes, your town does a huge parade and a huge 4th of July thing, which is really cool.
Yeah, there's stuff going on like all week for 4th of July.
I did it one time, and I was like, there's too many people here. This is pre-COVID, too. I was like, I hate this. Yeah. And it was partially because like after the fireworks, I had to wait like 2 hours to get out of a parking lot. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
It depends where you go for the fireworks.
Yeah, not doing that.
If you go to Grandma and Grandpa's backyard, you're definitely not waiting that
long. Yeah, no, not doing that. Not doing that again either.
Thank you, William.
Oh, we love it when we have your butt. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. He's just so happy to be with us.
Yes, he is. So Prime Day was yesterday, and I don't know if you saw the numbers on it, but they were down by 14% in their first 4 hours.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and it was funny because we both noticed that a lot of times you'll buy something and like, oh, it's a Prime Day special. Like,
yeah,
it's actually not a Prime Day special. I just got it lower than that last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I had gotten this bleachers chair a while ago and I got it for somewhere around $40, $38. Yeah. And then they had it listed at like $65, marked down to $52. And it's like, I already bought it cheaper than
right.
that.
Like, yeah.
Don't give me that.
Right.
As a boombox parade?
Ooh, what's a boombox parade? I want to know more about that. Like, does everybody walk around with boomboxes and hold them up in the sky? Like the Say Anything guy? John Cusack from that movie in the 80s?
Willie here.
Willie.
Getting into...
What do you have?
What did you find?
What is that?
I don't know.
It is something orange that he's probably not supposed to
have. It's a fake lemon.
Yeah, that's a choking hazard if I've ever seen one, sir.
Oh, all gone. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm going to find it.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about Prime Day as much. Like, I know years past, I bought, you know, a few things. And this year, I was kind of like, eh.
Well, it's hard, too, because Amazon already takes so much margin. So to give up more margin is difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and most of course, people just up the price to drop it.
Yeah. And, of course, some small businesses sell on Amazon. We sell on Amazon. But, you know, they definitely take a good share of our profit.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, what do you think
he wants? The lemon. He's got to try to find the lemon.
Go ahead. Music.
Oh, I guess I can put it up on the screen.
Yeah, everyone brings a boombox.
That is so fun.
I love that. I need to look this up and see some photos
of
this.
Did you get it?
Because that sounds way fun.
It's all gone. It's all gone, William.
You guys just get to look at Willie's butt for the duration of this.
Well, he's mad because I hid something behind me, and he knows it's there.
Willie. Really? What are you doing? Okay. Okay.
And he's like, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know
I love
what
that
I'm
we're
doing.
On a love seat and he thinks that he fits. This 85-pound dog thinks that he fits in between us.
Yeah, those the sales are feel really scammy. I will say, though, one year, I don't know if it was Prime Day or like a Christmas lightning deal or something, I bought these. They're supposed to be queen size, like fuzzy blankets. And they were like $5. And I'm like, that's crazy. But they didn't really have any reviews. So I was thinking maybe they were trying to get reviews, because sometimes they do that, right? Mm-hmm. They basically pay for reviews. And they arrived and the blankets were like this big. They were like dish rag sized. It was wild, but it was kind of perfect because my kids were little.
Yeah.
So I ended up contacting them and they were like, oh, well, instead of returning them, do you just want to choose like 10 items from our store?
Wow.
Ow. And so I ended up getting a bunch of those like diamond dot paintings. Oh, and then my kids loved the blankets.
Those are way fun.
Okay. Out.
Sir. You got to chill.
He knows that I buried it back there.
You got
did he get it? Oh, he got it.
He did?
He's got it. Yeah.
Okay, bub.
You can't have that.
As we clear out his throat.
Can't have it.
Look for Wilmantic, Connecticut. We are famous for it. Okay, we will.
This we is what will. He's having a fit over, but he can't have it because he'll choke on it.
Yeah. I got to love
and
it.
And it's fake.
Yeah.
It is a plastic lemon.
One thing that I never spend the money on to replace, but I really need to, are bath towels.
Oh, yeah.
I have got just a mess of, like, old, worn-down, scratchy towels.
Kohl's does great bath towel sales.
I do need to look
every
that
every once
up.
In a while, Kohl's will have, like, an awesome bath towel.
But, you know, I want a towel that stays – is there any towel that stays nice and fluffy for, like, the duration?
This is becoming an issue.
Yeah.
Logan popped his head in.
Well, look how nice he's sitting right now.
Oh, yeah, because I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Billy. Here.
He says, no, thanks.
Come on. Billy.
No, thanks.
Billy.
There's a 0% chance he's coming with
Billy,
you.
Billy, come on. Let's go outside.
I already took him outside.
Come on. Let's go outside.
Oh, now he listens.
Oh, fun.
Oh, no. He's just not done.
Oh, my goodness.
He's crazy.
Logan's coming to rescue us from the lemon doll.
Yeah.
Kohl's does really good bath towel sales, and they have like a ultimate big towel something.
Okay.
That stays pretty good.
That's what I wonder, because I feel like I get these and they're just scratchy. And I'll tell you what, there are so many things like I just like won't replace. I'm like my washcloths are just my dish towels. Like I'm just like, I will use those until they are a rag. I have, but sentimentally, my grandma used to make crochet or knit. I think, like wash rags, you know, like for dishwashing, and I will not get rid of them. So they are just like strings. She passed away in 1999 though, right? So it's like one of those things that you like have to keep forever.
Well, is watching Doug, but he's no different from Kitty. But oh yeah. He's just being wild.
Yeah.
Today. He's in a mood.
Yeah. He's been a pretty active toddler baby for a while now.
Yeah.
How, I mean, because they say dog years, so he's almost, he's 8 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is he, 5 and a half right now?
I don't know.
Something like that in dog years?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I just feel like he's crazy.
My pug just turned 13 on the 4th of July. Aww. And I hope he lives forever and ever and ever, because 13 is like that age where you're like watching them while they breathe. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Please live.
Yeah,
but
Sheldon was only 11.
Yeah, my other dog, she had just made it to 12 when she passed away, but she was a big lab. But little dogs, they say, live a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think it just depends. Yeah. Like our poor guy's heart gave out.
Yeah.
And it was just, there was nothing that we could do.
That was a surprise for sure. And not a good surprise.
It was and it wasn't. Yeah. Like it was one of those things where we knew he had heart issues from the time he was little.
Yeah.
So it was kind of always just waiting. Like, a matter of time.
Yeah. And 11, if he has heart issues, is a good age to get to.
Did I know it was going to be that day?
Mm-hmm.
No. Absolutely not.
No. My dog, 13 years old, still, and now I have to lift him up off the bed, take him off the bed, and then walk with him down the stairs. And if you miss the first step, you have to go back and wait for him. But when he gets down there, he barks at you the entire time while you're getting his food together. So that's Teddy for you.
Just spam.
Oh,
just spam, guys. Obviously my mom's in Scotland. You guys know that.
Yeah.
So I have my sister while they're gone and she's at driver's training and she starts driving soon.
Yes. That's so, kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So to be in charge of a teenager,
the class
too.
Was over at 10. So from 10 to 12, she's observing and driving. So I'm like on alert in case she needs me.
Well, then yesterday I felt so bad for you because you had a full day of trying to figure out her phone.
It's such a nightmare. She dropped her phone in a brand new phone. No insurance. In the lake, sunk right to the bottom.
Right. Not something you could dive down and get. No. Not something that it would come back from.
And of course, you know, I'm trying not to bug my parents, but it's like, this is like an expensive decision.
Yeah.
So I need some.
Yeah. Somebody's got to figure it out.
So you had to fight with AT&T all day.
Getting it from one account to another, trying to get a phone, just the whole mess. I know. It's just like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
It was the most dramatic day I've ever dealt really with was. In my life. 15-year-olds are so dramatic. I've never dealt with so much drama in my life. Not even when I was 15.
No.
Like, this is wild.
No. She cracks me up, though. Like, I don't know. I just like having her around.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for her to be around. And she'll be funny because she'll be, like, kind of quiet and not talkative. And if you, like, wait long enough, then all of a sudden she's just constant. Yeah. Like, it's to the point where even if I'm in the bathroom, then all of a sudden I hear, Britain? I'm like, yes. And she just needs to tell
talking
me something.
To you through the door? Like, ma'am, I am through in the restroom. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's as bad as my little kids.
But it's nice, too, because, like, you know, you're older than her by how many years? 19 years older. Mm-hmm. So, like, you guys, like, you were already moved out by the time she was born. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get to, like, spend some, like, one-on-one time, reconnect. And she adores your kids. Your kids adore her.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because she basically grew up as an only child.
Yes.
She has five
we
siblings.
Laugh because they have a completely different life. I was like, we were having lunch on Monday and I said, it's like the parents who raised you guys and the parents who are
the
raising
grandparents
them.
Grandparents raised them.
They're
her.
Completely different people. Like, you guys do not have the same parents. You
well,
do, but you don't. Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny. And she doesn't have, I mean, she has siblings, but she doesn't have siblings. So like my kids are razzing her all the time. And it's so funny.
Does she take it well?
No, because she's not used to it. Like, my kids tease each other. We kind of just tease. It's all lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
And then they were super protective of her. Like, this is 15-year-old, but her boyfriend and her broke up. It wasn't a great breakup.
Right.
But, you know, it didn't end well. But we had to go over to his house last night to pick up some of her stuff.
And, how awkward.
Oh, so awkward. Horribly awkward. She made me go up to the door with her. So I made my kids come up to the door too. They're 6 and 8. And my daughter, knowing that this boy did something not nice to her, she walks up on the porch and she's going like this all
no,
the way
she
up the
didn't.
Porch. I made her stop before he came out. But I was like, Estelle.
That is funny.
But she's like, he hurt my donut.
She's 8 years old and ready to throw down. That is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Worst phrase used by kids. Whatever.
She doesn't she doesn't pull that with me just because I'm not her parent. Mm-hmm. Even though she definitely says, she's like, oh, no, you're my parent. I'm like,
yeah,
it feels like it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really give sass to me, although I did ask her to be home at 9:30 last night, and she was home at, like, 10:30.
Oh, no.
This is a little bit irritating.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got to respect, girl. You're not going anywhere again. Come on.
Yeah. Huh. She had to go dish with some girl over the drama.
Oh, my gosh. Because she can't call him either without
her
phone.
She has her phone now.
Yeah.
And she was. She was calling him. They were on a FaceTime. I was on the FaceTime. Like.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But they had to do it in person, too.
We had to talk about this.
Oh, my gosh. Life is so dramatic. I can't even imagine living in that all the time.
Well, then add in social media. And we've said it a million times, but, like, our teenage years was so different from what their teenage years are with, you know, just social and everything.
Well,
it's just
even
ridiculous.
Probably from you to me.
I mean,
by the time I was in high school, we did have MySpace.
Yeah.
We had the AIM.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
Had Facebook towards the end.
Yeah. We had pagers.
Most people had some sort of cell phone, like a Nextel or whatever by the end of high school.
Yeah.
But still, like, our parents couldn't find us.
No. Yeah. We didn't have Life360 on our phone tracking each other, which is really funny because, like, I made my mom get Life360 and she has it on me. And I love it because I'm like, listen, if I go missing, my mom's going to know before anybody and she's going to find me. My older sister, Sarah, who's a sweet, you know, pastor's wife, and she refuses. She's like, no, nobody needs to know where I am.
Yeah.
And I'm same. Like, but I'm like, no, everybody can know where I am. And I tried to get you guys to, when they first came out with these trackers, they had like this bracelet. It was called like a cuff or something, or a leaf or something. And I was like, do you guys want to be my emergency contacts if I buy it? Because if you press the button, then it sends out a alert
like
to your
friends. Like if you feel like you're in trouble or unsafe, you press the button.
Yeah. But I'm paranoid.
And she goes, can I put you as my contact? I'm like, absolutely not. You're going to press it just because you're scared in a grocery store.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. No. There's a guy who's creeping me out. Press my button.
I'm not going to be on the other side.
My
of
life
that.
Alert. They have to bring me back to reality sometimes.
Yeah. I bet your social life. It's, I mean, even we had to do the calling the home phone and that, and you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But there's, man, it's constant.
I remember going to the beeper kiosk in the middle of the Genesee Valley Mall and getting the world's tiniest beepers. Me and my friends, we had like, they're like this big. Yeah. And then like, you know, you got like the, you know, the different codes. And if a boy sent you something, you're like, oh my God, it's like boobs 911. You know, I better go call him back.
That's, you know, so funny.
We were ridiculous.
You guys have Life 360.
I love Life 360.
My phone is on silent all the time. Like, I do not care. Mm-hmm. I don't know where my phone is 90% of the time. Yeah. It's on silent.
Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of me, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. My husband got it on his phone because he knew I'm just a paranoid person, you guys. I can't help it. I live by Dateline and Forensic Files. I've always watched those shows.
Yeah.
So it's made me super paranoid, but I love that for me. But like my husband, I'd always like be worried. He lives an hour away and he used to drive all over the state for his job. And I'd be like, oh my God, there's a snowstorm. Is he okay? So at least like, he's like, okay, get Life 360 and you can see if I'm moving, you can see if I'm okay.
Stop bugging me.
Yes. 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 And I'm sorry to everyone around me. I'm neurotic to the bone. But you
she
know,
she does. I'm not like, if somebody's not here within 20 to 25 minutes, she's like, are you okay?
Yes.
Are you going to be fine?
Yes.
I didn't know you had an appointment.
Yes. And most of the time they let me know because then I'm worried, right? Like, you know,
and to be fair, we've had people like that were 2 hours late, even you. And it's like, and then we forgot you had an appointment.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I just need to know that you're okay because I will go out looking for you. You know, I will get in those ditches and we will find you. You know,
or you will one call way or another. Somebody that will.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they ever find all the babies in Texas yet?
No.
Ugh.
I don't believe.
You guys, I'm just sick watching that.
Again.
Did it?
And then New Mexico flooded and Chicago's flooding right now. Ugh. And North Carolina had a pretty bad one as well. I'm going to say.
It just makes me so sad.
It makes me definitely more nervous. Like at our home. So we are, I don't know, 30 miles south of the office and it is going to rain all day long. It is pouring there. It's pouring there when I left. It's pouring there now. It's going to pour all night.
Yeah.
And the roads are already like flooded and stuff. And I'm just like, we've never.
Yeah. And like, what do you do? You know,
it just makes me more nervous seeing all the flooding and being like, oh my gosh, that's a real possibility.
Right. Yeah. I watched a video last night that the Guadalupe River actually flooded in 1987. And then it was another, like, a church bus that there's, like, full of teenagers that were going to, I think it was called Pot of Gold Camp, that they were rescuing the kids from. I don't know if they all survived or not, but.
It's just horrendous. It's horrible. I just can't even fathom that much water.
No.
Like, you can see a video of it, but it's almost so surreal.
What do they say? 27 feet in 45 minutes? Like, that is just.
Yes.
Uncomprehensible.
That's exactly what we're all thinking.
Yes.
You see this, no phones, no videos of stupid stuff we did. Hanging out in the field with Keg and a bunch of friends just chilling.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Evidence.
No evidence with a bottle of Boone's Farm or St. Ives.
Oh,
you know?
The Boone's Farm.
Or Zima. I was from the Zima era.
We did a lot of UV blue.
You can still taste the puke from a Zima.
It was so funny. We went to like a football after party last fall and somebody showed up with a bottle of Boone's Farm and they're like, for old time's sake.
I didn't even know they still made
it. We all
Boone
were
Farms.
Like passing it around. It's just ungodly.
You know what we were talking about last week though? So we did travel ball for my son from the age of like 10 to just before 18, before he went to college to play baseball. Britton's now doing U Sports with her kids. And you guys know what's crazy is like every parent, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to judge anybody, but Why does everybody have alcohol?
It's not every parent, but there is a lot of youth sports with a lot.
Like every parent on our team, like most parents, they just have like a cooler full of alcohol. And we would be at like college stadiums playing baseball and they'd bring in their cooler and, you know, I'm just like, I can't drink at all and drive like at all. I'm a lightweight. I can't handle my alcohol.
Patty, Jennifer said that one of the times. Oh, you know what? Some of the comments are being hidden. That's why.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But probably because it said keg. Mo, you got in trouble for saying keg. That's what it was.
Keg is a bad word. Ooh. Yeah. Jennifer likes to say banana, and she gets in trouble for being banana.
She does get in trouble for banana.
It's weird how that works.
We have to go unhide them.
Yeah.
Maybe hopefully you're seeing them now. We have all the comments from all the feeds go into one place because we use a like special platform. So it's hard for us to know if something's not
working. We're trying to get better about clicking on the link so you guys can read them all too.
Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill.
Mm-hmm. Or where were those the wine coolers?
Oh yeah. My mom loved
Bartles
those.
And James or something. No. There was like a good one, and then there was like a cheap version of it.
Gosh, she loves some weird wine cooler.
Jamaican me crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Deborah says, they're my husband so used to get sweet. Called out in the middle of the night to places that were in the middle of nowhere and wanted somebody to know where he was.
That's funny.
Oh, love the, you gotta love the field parties.
Yeah.
Showing up in somebody's field.
We had a gravel pit. Mm. A bunch of people would go to the gravel pit. Yeah. I'm going to say I've never went to the gravel pit. Because we lived on the lake.
Yeah.
So we just went on the lake.
Yeah.
You know?
No point in doing
that.
We
didn't have to go anywhere. We could just go in the backyard.
Bartles and James. But there's another brand. It wasn't just Bartles and James. It was something else.
It's like old school wine coolers.
Ugh.
Yeah, I can't remember what my mom used to get.
MD 2020 was also possible. We called it Mad Dog 2020.
Googling.
I wonder how much of our chat is going to get restricted because we're commenting alcohol stuff.
Probably.
Yeah. You never know. We're not talking about people being on a lie. Well, I guess we kind of did, but
maybe they were Bartles and James, but I don't.
There was another brand. Wine cooler brands from the 90s. What are they?
I said old school wine coolers and all on orchard parties.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of orchards by us.
None that we could party in, I could tell you that.
California coolers. Bartles and James is like the thing that's popping up the most, but I remember something.
Seagram's one. Seagram's, that's what the brand I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that had the Jamaican Me Crazy.
Yes, that was better than Bartles and James, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
As somebody who doesn't drink at all anymore. So it's kind of like, who did all the drinking in the teenagers, apparently. Same. Hope my mom's not watching. That time I almost died, exactly. That time I almost died waking up in a field.
Also, when everything used to be in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
Why would we put everything in glass?
I remember after I moved out and, like, my mom was going to go clean out my bedroom because, like, I didn't take everything with me. And me getting word that she was going to do that and me and my friend low-key panicking, or me and my sister, and we're like, oh, don't go up there, Mom. We'll go up there. We went up there and we had a drawer full of glass bottles that we had to go in, like, clear out.
No.
Yeah, and take care of before Mom saw it.
I think my parents found a little, it's not the fifth, so whatever the small one is.
Maybe a pint.
5 o'clock.
Oh.
And it was like shoved in a cheerleading bag or something. And it was so gross. We couldn't even consume it. It was disgusting.
Just like gasoline or lighter fluid trying to drink that.
That was the only time we ever got in trouble for
it
that.
It was legal to drink at 18 when I was a kid. UConn was the number one party school for 3 of the 4 years I went there. For us, it's Central Michigan. It's the party school in Michigan because it's by the casinos and everything.
And MSU.
So I just read an article yesterday. So in Michigan, the big thing to do when you turn 19, I don't know if you guys did this, when you turn 19, you went across the border to Canada and you went to Windsor so you could drink because
and
you could
do
it. Yeah, you could
everything.
Go to the clubs. There was a strip bar for the girls called Danny's. Yes, I went there. I did not enjoy it. I told the boys about it this morning. Okay, but first of all, let me just tell. I'm gonna tell the most PG version of the story I can. In Canada, they have coins for dollars. They're called loonies.
Yeah.
And the guys were doing a dollar dance, and the girls put the money, the dollar, in their mouth, And the guys came and got it out of their mouth with their mouth.
Oh, dirty.
And that is how we get herpes, everyone. Like, what are we doing putting our mouse on the stripper's mouse? We don't do that.
Coins are just disgusting in general.
Coins are dirty.
You should never.
Their mouths are dirty.
Never.
What are we doing?
Jamaican Me Crazy is still made. And they have like a Bahama Mama version or something. And I want to say probably 2 or 3 years ago, we bought them for old time's sake. And they are so sweet. Like, so sweet.
Just like sugary sweetness.
I think I didn't even finish one. I was like, this is way too much.
Gross.
Speaking of coins.
Yeah,
I found a penny in my shoe.
Oh, you said that. And I remember I said,
you think it's good luck.
Well, it's supposed to be good luck. And I think brides put, it's like a called a hay penny in their shoe. I mean, it's an old tradition, but it's supposed to be like, I think it's for luck.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I felt something rattling around in there. And I was like, oh, I'm so scared to look and see what's in my shoe. Because with kids, with toddlers, you never know what it's going to be.
That's so a real interesting thing in my shoes.
I was honestly really relieved it was just a penny. It could have been so much worse.
Patty says they have several different flavors and names. Yeah, they sure do. But Windsor in Canada, they're upset because they're saying that Americans are no longer crossing the border to go and drink and that their bar industry is dying.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting.
Well, because they made it so difficult to cross.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because we didn't need a passport to go over there. If you lived in Michigan, you could just go across the border. Yeah, you could just use your license.
And now you need a special license or a passport.
Yeah, so nobody does it anymore.
And the bridge takes forever.
Yeah, and they have a whole industry that's based on 19-year-olds getting drunk, right? Or going across the border until you're 21.
Which is kind of just dangerous in general.
For real. And I'll tell you what, when we went over there, it was sketchy. I did not enjoy it. And I only went one time. I was like, this is not fun. I did not enjoy.
Mo, isn't that a song? 151 rum.
I don't know.
Right?
151.
Pineapple juice and something.
I'll tell you what, though. Everybody here right now remembers the first time they ever had Jaeger. Or a Jaeger bomb. Ooh. And it was also probably their last time they had Jaeger. Because that stuff is...
Some people really like it.
Oh, a Jaeger bomb?
I like it.
Mm. I was a
Jack and Coke for a long time.
No.
Now I like don't even consume.
I know. Isn't it funny?
I just can't.
It's funny how much more you drink when you're young than
You have to get up for kids. It's like they get up at 6 a.m. and it's not worth it.
Nobody has time to be hungover and nobody has time for puking. Like that just sounds awful to me.
Now just staying up late makes me feel sick.
If I could get in bed by 7:30 every day, I would be so happy. Gosh. If I didn't have guilt about like, I just want to get in my bed and I want to scroll on my phone and I want to like, you know, do my skincare. And I just want to sit here and play Plants vs. Zombies 2 and listen to my book. And that's just what I want to do, okay? Call me lame, but that's okay.
I, like, tasted Jaeger one time, but I don't like that flavor at all. So I just stay away from
it. I don't even know. Is that black licorice?
It's something like that, yeah.
It's hell is what it is. And it's I like horrible. Black licorice, but Jaeger is filthy.
We have devolved into absolute... chaos. Patty's like, what are we going to talk about today? I'm like, I don't know. We'll just start talking.
We always laugh because we always come in here with absolutely no plan for the most part.
Sometimes we have a plan.
Sometimes we have a plan, but most time we don't. And then we're like, we just be asked about booze and whatever for 30
Sedona,
minutes.
That's the old drama.
Yeah. Do you hear Lululemon is suing Costco because they're selling?
The dupes?
Yeah. So this is a $19 dress I got from. It's covered in Lily hair right now. But
I think I got the same one.
Yeah, $19 from Costco. Yeah. And I think it's better quality than Lululemon. Well, and it's $19.
I told you that I bought a Sell That Belt bag from Costco.
Yes.
And it is so close to the Lululemon bag. I honestly couldn't even tell the difference.
Right. And who cares if it has the Lululemon logo on it? I surely don't. There's two kinds of people. People who drink tequila and people who will never drink tequila
Never tequila.
Yeah.
Party.
I don't like the taste of it.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah. Not a tequila
Mexico
fan.
2009.
We all have that year and that date of something we'll never do again.
And then what was the Goldschlager? We always thought that was so cool.
That reminds me of the movie.
That can't be good for you.
What's the movie with McLovin, Superbad?
Yes.
Where the girls are like, get me Goldschlager. And so they have to get it. And then I think it drops and breaks.
I don't remember.
Such a good movie.
There's no way drinking metal can be good for you.
Right. Well, actually, they put a lot of like golden stuff. But I don't know if it's okay to drink, because then you like say that you have heavy metal poisoning.
The like one that you stir up and it's like glitter through. Yeah, it. Like, there's just no way.
You're pooping glitter later. Why is my poop shiny, Mom?
Gross.
Because sometimes we still call our mom to look at that. No,
well, and it's like blue too, so I'm sure it's just a whole mess.
If you're pooing the colors, something's not right.
You like tequila too?
1800 tequila. All right, we got some tequila fans in here.
I can't even smell it.
No. We had somebody suggest that we do a booze box. One of our influencers messaged me last week.
I know.
And we actually were going to, so I wanted to do, I called it prom night, which, you know, obviously some prom nights. But then we kind of backed off on it because we were like, you know, if some people have like, you know, alcohol, you know, super, especially if you're trying to be sober, we don't want to put out a box that's all like alcohol themed. Sometimes we'll touch on it with like the bourbon pecan tort, which we've had a million people ask to make that a full-time flavor.
I know.
I feel bad because sometimes like we have so many people ask for a certain flavor. And if we had room in our warehouse, we might bring them all to you guys. But
well, we do have a few new ones coming here.
How many are we doing this year?
Isn't there four full-time flavors? Three full-time flavors and three limited flavors.
When are we bringing those? Is it September?
At this point, when we get lids.
Yeah, that's true.
We were hoping for August.
Yeah, we've definitely had some supply chain issues, so that's always fun.
Shots of
yeah. Ready to floor buffer.
Yeah. We were on my senior spring break in Mexico, and I mean, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I like when you look down and you decide how much of the story you could tell, and then you look back up and you're like, can't tell that story.
Like, I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't need my kids knowing what I was doing on spring break in my senior year of high school.
Right.
My mom was there, so it wasn't that bad.
No.
She was also pregnant.
Yeah. Didn't know it, but yeah.
But she was there.
That's so funny.
It was so funny because we were like, you're not hanging very well. You can only go out every other night. And she didn't know she was pregnant yet. Yeah. And then she got home and it made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Oh, that exhaustion of early pregnancy is so rough. When all you want to do is sleep. And when you think about like what your body goes through to make a baby, like, holy crap. It's a miracle that our bodies can do that.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I remember just sleeping under my desk here. I remember tired with Estelle. Yes. I had to take like an hour nap every day. With Dallas, I was fine, but with Estelle, wow.
Yes. That's crazy. And my first pregnancy was pretty rough. And then my second one was better, but.
Well, and it's like a 30-minute drive home. So I'm like, I'm going to like crash the car.
Yeah. I can take a second. Yeah. I need a nap. Then just going home and like, oh, my bed. I love my bed. I want to be in my bed forever.
Yeah.
Never want to get out.
15, 16 years later.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like 30 years later.
Yeah. I like the memes that are like when you're a toddler and like, I don't want a nap. And then when you're a grown up, you're like, I want a nap.
Yeah.
Like, just let me sleep.
Crazy.
And they say, of course, that nobody gets like, who do you know gets their full 8 hours of sleep?
Nobody. Like six max.
Yeah. Right. I got one of those weighted sleep masks, though. They're called Nod Pods. And I like it because it, like, it's like blackout curtains kind of on your face. And it just, like, helps you, like, stay asleep. So when my husband's up, like, he always gets up early. And then he'll, like go to sleep. Like it's the weekend. Lay back down.
Yeah.
It helps me, like.
Tune it out.
Yeah, tune him out a little bit. Like, I understand people have separate bedrooms. So the other one doesn't wake them up.
Yeah. I just don't sleep well if Jason's not there. Yeah. I notice myself waking up looking for him often, so I don't like it.
Yeah, I'd probably do that like if I went to sleep and he wasn't there, but now I'm just like, don't wake me up. Go away.
Yeah.
Now my dogs have to like, you know, be up in the business. Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
But I love sleeping with my puppies.
Sky will snuggle with us for a little bit and then she goes away.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah. Especially it's hot too.
I know. Yeah. I need to go have coffee too. I haven't done that yet.
This morning. London boxes will be shipping pretty soon though. What's today? The 8th?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah. Hopefully have the coffee ready by then.
The 9th.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so tired. Yep. Yeah. And 4th of July, if you got your orders in, we're working on it. Mm-hmm. There was a lot. So
I know we've had a lot of people reach out. Like, I usually get my coffee in 3 days and I totally understand.
We were closed for the holiday.
Right.
It's just been a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they're roasting their hearts out there, but they've got a couple huge commercial orders too that we're working at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get everybody's order out.
They're coming. We're almost there.
Yeah. And all the coffee's getting roasted fresh. So that's great news, you know?
All right. Well, have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
And hopefully my mom will be back next week.
Will she be back?
And tell you all about it.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.